The only thing scarier than the last 15 minutes of Suspiria are the first 87. That is the tagline, the famous tagline from Suspiria, which is how I'm going to say it through the entirety of this episode of Turn It Off with Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Robert.
We watched, as I promised, since the last couple of episodes have been so relatively easy on you, we watched Starman, The Omen, The Others. What was the other one we watched? Diabolique. So you got through all those with nary an effort. So I decided to crank it up a notch this week. And to quote from another movie, I may have cranked it up to 11 because you didn't finish Suspiria, did you?
Not quite.
Not quite. You got how many minutes into Suspiria?
11.
11 minutes into Suspiria. You screamed louder than I have heard you scream in quite a while. Did you even consider just pausing it, or were you like...
You did.
Okay, but you couldn't get through it.
Yeah, remember how I said it's like a combination of how scary it is and how much you want to see the end? 11 minutes in, I don't care.
Right. Basically, for anyone
I've invested nothing.
Right. For anyone who is not familiar with Suspiria, you have to say it like that.
It sounds like an L. Suspilia.
It does sound a little bit like
that. It's an R. Suspiria.
It is an R. Yeah, but I mean, if you will, that's the trail.
I'm just saying, if somebody never heard it and they looked it up, they'd...
It's a film, 1977 classic horror movie directed by Dario Argento, starring Jessica Harper as a American woman who goes to work at a dance, like a ballet school in Italy, but we find out eventually...
I think she's in Germany, because they're talking about...
Oh, she's in Germany, right, Germany. But made in Italy. But we will find out, well, you won't find out, but but in the story, it turns out that the school is a coven of witches.
Ah.
That is the whole bit there. But you got, you didn't get very far.
No, the first jump scare was about 5 minutes in.
Right,
where
the window bursts open, the girl Pat, the girl that's running from the place as Susie Bannon shows up, and we follow Pat, and Pat... The window blows open and you jumped at that. Mm-hmm. And then when Pat can't help herself and she leans up against the glass.
Who is scared to death and keeps looking until they see the golden eyes? And then they see the golden eyes and they keep standing by the window. Who does that?
Right, right. And then
I'm so out of there.
And then the arm bursts through the other window, grabs her and smashes her up against the glass. And that's where you had enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 11 minutes and change in this Suspiria. So we have our whole evening ahead of us, which is nice because I've sort of blocked out. I didn't figure you'd watch all of Suspiria, but I thought maybe we'd get further than 11 minutes. I don't know. I mean, I knew this would be really scary because it's a really scary movie. I think it's a beautiful
movie. And it's
movie.
Like there was, like when you get right down to it, like it wasn't scary. But it was. I don't know how to describe it. That there was nothing scary there, but they made it really scary.
Nothing intrinsically scary about a girl just driving in a taxi when it's raining at night, right?
But and yet, like, they keep showing the storm. The storm. I'm like, all right, it's raining already. I get it. Like, you know, what's the point? But the girl keeps looking out the window, the bathroom window, and she sees these golden eyes, but they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get the impression they're on the first floor, so I don't know where that arm came from.
Right.
Somebody must have been hanging out on a ledge right below the bed.
Right.
But they telegraphed by the framing of the shot that something was going to happen with the other window. And as I have often said, the more they telegraph it, the worse it is. And they held it for so long that it's like it got even worse and worse and worse. So kudos to them. They just about killed me, and probably our neighbors are calling the police as we speak.
I cannot tell you how happy it makes me to hear the words, the framing of the shot, come out of your mouth. That is not something you ever, I think, ever conceived of before you met me. So
probably not, yeah.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
I hardly watched movies before.
That's right. Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. I mean, that's what Hitchcock said about tension. Hitchcock always said tension is when you see a bomb under a table and it doesn't explode.
Mm-hmm.
shock is when it does explode, but tension or suspense is when it doesn't explode, but you know it's there. So you know that something bad's going to happen to this girl because she's got her,
like,
you know.
They stretched it out long enough for me to really build up a head of steam.
Yeah, you really did scream quite loudly, I have to say. I was a little like, whoa, okay.
I'm still expecting the police to knock on our door.
Right. We're just watching Dario Argento horror movies. It's fine. I think this is a beautiful movie. Like, the colors. Like, I just think it's a beautiful movie to look at. I like when Jessica Harper arrives at the airport and, like, you got people around her in, like, the blood red rain slickers.
And she was soaking wet and they flashed red on her so it looked like she was bleeding.
Yes. It's a beautiful movie.
This is going to get really crunchy.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. And the music by the band Goblin. Mm-hmm. Those guys have, like, dined out on this soundtrack. They, to this day, do concerts and they perform the Suspiria soundtrack.
Wow.
That is, like, their claim to fame. Because this really put them on the map. And it's because the music is really creepy. It reminds...
So this movie's like 40 years old?
Yeah. 77. Yeah. So it's 41 years old. Yeah. But they're still around playing concerts. And it's that music is just so famous because it just sounds, you know, like a coven of people whispering. You know, it's really creepy and weird and just atonal and strange and stuff like that. So, yeah, this is for anybody who... It's like a devotee of horror. This is one of those movies that you go and see because it's just so amazing.
If you want to be terrorized,
and you're going, well, yeah.
Go ahead.
Obviously you're on board for the remake. I showed you the trailer.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So yeah, that was it. That's really we don't have a lot to say about this one because
we didn't get very far.
You didn't get very far. I guess that's really it. I guess, you know, I don't want to tell you what happens because I don't. Anybody who's listening hasn't seen the movie. You should see it. So I don't want to ruin it. But basically, Jessica Harper discovers, you know, again, that the whole thing is a coven of witches. And there's some gore in it. It's not terrible, but it's really more mood and shock than it is gore. I don't even show you anything gory because that's not scary inherently. But anyway, I wanted to crank it up a notch, and I did.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. I think for the next one, we'll go a lot softer, a lot softer.
I would suggest that.
Yeah. I wanted to test
for your own well-being.
Yes. I wanted to test you on this one and, you know, I mean, after a while, the show can't be called Turn It Off with Tracy anymore if you're getting through the whole movie. So now we're really up to the title because it's off at 11 minutes. So I guess that's really it. It's too bad. They were showing Suspiria in Philly last year.
Oh, and we didn't go see it.
With Jessica Harper. She was there doing an intro. And yeah. I know. It would have been
great. That would have been so much fun to scream like that in a theater full of
people.
Yeah,
that would have been funny.
Yeah.
Well, they might have enjoyed that, though. That's what better tribute to the movie than have somebody
Jessica
screaming
Jessica Harper
like that.
Might have enjoyed it, but I don't know about the audience.
I don't know. So, well, I appreciate you subjecting yourself to 11 minutes of it. You like the font? You like the title font?
Mm-hmm. So there's that. And the 70s version of deco styling.
Those sets are beautiful. The lobby of the hotel that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Dance school.
The dance school. Oh, my God. It's gorgeous. It's just beautiful. The elevator with, like, that weird triangular
light. Oh, yeah, that
light.
Looks like satanic.
Yes, yes. It's really all... It's a beautiful movie. It really is. It's one of the great horror films of all time. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Imagine that.
So, okay. Well, I guess that's going to do it for Suspiria. So, we're going to do a little listener feedback from our last episode, which was, of course, The Omen, directed by my good friend, Dick Donner.
From whom I now have... 2 degrees of separation.
That's right.
Is that 2 degrees or 1 degree?
I guess it's one, because there's just one person between you and Richard Donner, and that would be me. So I guess it's just 1 degree. I'm never exactly sure how that works. Anyway, we got some responses to the Omen episode. Robert Ward quotes, Rob's good friend, I love it. I put that in the show notes that it was directed by Rob's good friend, Dick Donner. So we put that in there. He also continues, Tracy, I love that you named one of your fists Tammy Duckworth. Being in Illinois, I'm proud to say I voted for her. Duckworth is a great role model and one of the few shining rays of hope for me. So I'm glad to see the love making it all the way over to New Jersey, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fan of Tammy.
Yeah, we love Tammy. By the way, it's not your fists. We should
it's
be specific.
It's my whole arm.
It's your guns.
It's my guns,
your
yeah.
Your guns are named after that, so just to be clear. But yeah, we love Tammy Duckworth. Her and her robot legs, we'd love to see
mm-hmm.
her use those to kick Donald Trump's ass or something. That would be fantastic.
Or something.
but anyway, yes, Tim, we're both big fans of Tammy Duckworth. And your guns have only gotten bigger since we recorded this last episode.
Right.
So, Ange, Dr. Ange, says, as a kid who loves horror movies, for gore, the decapitation scene was the big draw. This is a doctor.
Uh-huh. Finding that a little unsettling,
as an adult who likes to be creeped out, the first nanny hanging herself is what creeps me out more. Good movie to review. As usual, Donner got it right. If we are looking for a turn-it-off movie, pop in the first Hellraiser. You won't get 3 minutes in, but that seems like low-hanging fruit. Going back to Diabolique, I don't know if Michelle has been legally declared dead yet. No body. Obviously, if you fake your death and go through the paperwork, that is a crime. Going on and on about this. There's no chance I'm showing you Hellraiser.
Okay.
Zero chance of that. So, that's a non-starter. I mean, if we're looking to get you to turn something off, yes, but I don't think you'd even get even that far into it. It's just the visual of
it. Is it the one where the opening credits would make me turn it off?
And not even the opening credits, just the visual. I think the minute you see the main character, you would be like, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. So, Chris Franklin from our network, of course. Mm-hmm. He says, man, I haven't seen The Omen in a long time. Satanic theme films are the ones that really chill my blood. And this one freaked me out pretty bad when I finally saw it. Great movie either way. Tracy, I think I was down for covering To Kill a Mockingbird with Rob for Film and Water, but I hereby remove myself from the list so you can cover with him. He owes you that movie. There we go.
Right about that, Chris.
And he says, oh, and great Gregory Peck impression, Rob. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Chuck Coletta, two suggestions for possible movies to discuss. The Boys from Brazil... Mm-hmm. Or Marathon Man, not really horror, but good thrillers with intense moments. And who doesn't want to see Peck as Dr. Mengele? That's a rough movie. You ever seen The Boys in Brazil?
No.
It's about basically like Nazi youth that have survived and are like the Nazis have survived World War II and are growing a new generation in America. So total fantasy.
In America, not Brazil?
Yeah, right.
Why are they called Boys from Brazil?
Well, because the whole idea was that a lot of Nazis escaped to Brazil.
Right.
Well, they're grown there, but they're going to come to America.
I
haven't seen it in a long time. I think that was the basic plot.
I think they made it.
Yeah. I don't know if you. I don't think I'd ever want to show you Boys from the Brazil because Gregory Peck is a Nazi in it. I don't want to watch that.
No.
Yeah.
That's like when.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
When my Bobby is a bad guy.
Oh, Robert Mitchum. Yeah. You don't want to see that either. So, anyway, thanks everybody for the comments. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Sorry this episode is so short, but there's not much we can do when we've only watched 11 minutes of the movie.
But we really dissected that 11 minutes.
We really got down to the nitty-gritty of the 11 minutes. So, I said that's going to do it for Suspiria. And we'll be back. We might fit one in between now and Friday the 13th, but at the very least, we'll be back for Friday the 13th.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Yes, it's going to be very exciting. So, anyway, we will see everybody later. Thanks for listening. And, Tracy, I love you. Bye.
I love you more. Bye. Just a little tweaked right now. Roses are red, violets are blue, but the iris is the flower that will mean the end of it. You can run from Suspiria. Suspiria. You can hide from Suspiria. Suspiria. But you cannot escape. The only thing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of Suspiria are the first 92.